UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's sell-out migrant amnesty will endanger communities, Farage. By Kurt Zindelka on February 25, 2023. Brexit's Nigel Farage has warned that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's reported plan to effectively grant amnesty to thousands of illegal migrants in order to clear the asylum backlog will endanger British communities and national security. On Thursday, reports emerged that the government is planning on allowing migrants from Afghanistan, Eritrea, Syria, Yemen, and Libya to skirt the normal asylum procedures, including an in-person review of their application, and merely fill out a 10-page form before being granted legal status in the United Kingdom. The scheme, which is supposedly intended to help clear the record-high backlog of asylum seekers, which has hit 166,000 people after 89,000 applied last year, is expected to allow some 12,000 migrants an easy path into staying in the country permanently. Brexit leader Nigel Farage lambasted the sell-out plan, warning that, for many of the migrants, the government has no idea who they are due to the fact that some 98% of boat migrants land in Britain without a passport, often before traveling illegally across the English Channel. Migrants are encouraged to deliberately destroy or discard any identity documents in order to hide any past criminality in their nationality, making it more difficult to identify them, determine their true age, and deport them to their country of origin. Mr. Farage said that the government has no means of checking if they are genuine refugees, whether they fought for ISIS, whether they will come into our country and cause serious harm. And no one cares, because that's how we are going to sort out the backlog. We are going to let anyone that comes by small boat simply stay. It is an absolute disgrace, the Brexiter continued. It is a total sellout. It is endangering our streets, our communities, our national security. Farage went on to warn that such an amnesty scheme will only further incentivize illegal migrants to come to Britain, predicting that upwards of 100,000 illegals could now cross the Channel this year. According to the government's own estimates, at least 65,000 illegal boat migrants are expected to arrive in 2023, big increase on the record 45,000 that made such journeys last year. Last year, the government admitted that it had lost track of hundreds of migrants staying at supposedly secure hotels across the country at the taxpayers' expense, many of whom had not even been identified, or had their pictures and fingerprints taken by officials when they arrived in the country, demonstrating the dangers posed by poorly vetted migration from the five countries whose nationals' asylum claims will now be fast-tracked. Figures obtained by Breitbart London showed that London's Metropolitan Police Force alone arrested 1,470 migrants in 2022 from those very same states. According to the figures, three Syrians and an Afghan migrant were arrested in the British capital last year for murder, while a further two Afghan nationals and another Syrian were arrested for attempted murder. 19 Afghans, 12 Eritreans, 4 Libyans, and 6 Syrians were arrested on suspicion of rape in London last year, with many more being accused of other sexual and violent crimes. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.